Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Your business came to you so it could come through you. Have you ever heard that? You are a unique being. You have a unique energy. You have been the right energy for your business. Your business is your business partner, and part of your strategy is to work with your business. What most people are doing is they're buying into the lie of competition. They're worrying about what's going on for other people in their business. They're looking at what other people are doing. They're looking outside of themselves and outside of their own business before they're actually stepping into creating a strategy and mapping the course for business success. We need to listen. We need to listen to our knowing. We need to listen to our businesses. And using our intuition, we can do just that. Remember, competition is not real because that requires you to have the same energy signature as someone else, and you do not, and neither does your business. You cannot compete with something that is not the same. You, my friend, as you step into more of who you are, your brilliance, your expertise, and connecting with your business, you're going to grow your business. And then when you begin to create your strategy, watch out what's going to happen. Hello, everyone. I'm Christine McIver. I'm a business optimization expert, and I love working with business. And I know that business can be and should be pleasure. When I was starting my business, I was like everyone else. I was worried. I was worried, am I going to succeed? I was worried about what should I be doing? How am I ever going to come up with a creative idea that's so unique? I spent so much time visualizing on everyone else. I forgot the most important person in this business was me. I needed to connect with me, and I needed to tap into who I was, what lit me up, and what I was aware of. But initially, I was looking at everyone else, and I was trying to do it their way. I was trying to follow the formula. First and foremost, I was told that I needed to niche my business. Well, here's the challenge, my friends. If you've never been in business before and you're not exactly sure what you're an expert at, how can you possibly niche? I tell all of my clients, you know what? Let's taste everything on the table. Let's try everything out to see what really lights us up, to see what really fits for us. And then we can start to hone in on what is our niche. Finding out who we are and what lights us up will actually lead us in that direction. When I was paying attention to everybody else, I was trying to niche and I was trying to push forward. Well, the energy of push didn't help me. What it actually did was started to propel things away from me. And it certainly wasn't something that I could connect easily with. It created a lot of stress. It created a lot of worry. And it created a lot of work trying to create my business and make money when it wasn't possible for me to do that. Let's talk about strategy. What is strategy? Strategy is really laying out everything and looking at everything with a real big macro view. It's also about deciding what it is that you truly desire. When you have a strategy in your business, you have a plan. It's like going on a vacation. When we were young, we used to get out the map and we would map out exactly where we were going, where we were going to stop, what we were going to experience, and when we were going to get there. If you could look at this as the same process with your business, you're going to make things so much easier for you. One of the very first things that you want to do is you want to do a full business audit of your business. Now, pardon me, when you're doing a business audit, it's not as complicated. You don't need to be an accountant to do a business audit. What you want to do is you want to start looking at what you have put out there in the world, what you have already created. So it's actually putting on a little bit more of a different angle look at your website, putting on a look of what your profiles look like online, having a really different look at your products, questioning your pricing. You want to lay all of this out so you can see exactly what you have created. And in doing so, you're going to create your gaps. That's step one in creating a strategy and really starting to set you up for business success. One of those old sayings, you got to slow down to speed up, especially in business. Most of us are going 1,000 miles an hour trying to catch that thing, trying to make that money, right? We're trying to connect, 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 but we're missing the connection with ourselves. We're missing the connection with our business, and we're missing out on exactly what is going on in our business. The other thing that you want to have a really deep view on is what have you created? In today's day and age, what I see a lot of people doing is they're jumping on all sorts of podcasts. They're doing all sorts of talks, but the content that's being created is just being lost in the ethers. They're not gathering their content. They're not taking a real discerning look at whose podcast am I going to be on? Whose TV show am I going to be on? Does that actually match what I'm doing in my business? And is that actually going to work to bring me into a greater exposure in my business? If that's not a right match for you, if it's not the audience for you, if that material is not going to actually leverage your business, then maybe saying no is actually going to be something that will be an asset for you. I know it's hard to turn down those offers. But you've got to have a much more discerning mind around where you're taking your message. You need to be looking at creating a platform for your own message, creating a platform where you can be creating content and then repurposing that content for yourself. The next thing that I always invite you into is connecting and creating a strong connection between you and your business. Your business and you have the deepest relationship that you will ever have in business. Your business has its own energy, it's its own entity. When you talk to your business, when you listen to your business, when you ask your business questions, you will receive awarenesses. You will receive intuitive hits that will add to you and to your business. I don't believe anybody is a solopreneur because I believe your partner, your very first partner in your business, is your business. The question is, are you willing to communicate with your business partner? Are you willing to hear what your business partner has to say? It's not as hard as you might think. The next thing I invite you to do is when you're building your business strategy, really setting up for success in your business, is to have a board meeting. Have a board meeting. Sit all of your board members around the table. And you might even want to have some fun and have some different hats that you put on for your board meeting. So you step into each of the roles that you have to play in your own meeting. For instance, What would the CEO be doing if the CEO was at your board meeting? Would the CEO be directing the conversation, the focus, the priorities? Would they know exactly where the business needs to tighten up, where the business needs to expand, exactly what the numbers are? You want to sit there and be the CEO of your business. I even invite you into calling yourself the CEO if you don't today. You are the chief executive officer. You make the decisions. You decide when you're going to work, when you're not going to work. You decide when every aspect of your business is going to be rolled out, changed, removed, or added to. You're the main person in this business. So ask yourself, am I being the CEO of my business? The next role that you play, that every business owner plays at some point or another, is the employee. The employee is the worker bee. It's the person who you have hired to do the tasks, to do all of the tasks. Now, when we are in our business physically as the only human, we are both the CEO and the employee. And when we get frustrated, when sometimes we want to throw our hands up in the air, we may not be showing up for ourselves and our business in a way that the employee should. So here's a question that I would love for you to keep close by. If I was my employee, would I fire me? I ask myself that question all the time because you have to hold yourself accountable in your own business. If you're not, who's going to hold you accountable? Absolutely, you can have mentors, you can have guides, you can have coaches, you can have people that you're close to that do play that role occasionally, but ultimately, you are the one that has to hold yourself accountable. You are driving this business forward or not. So ask yourself, if I was my employee, would I hire me? Would I fire me? Would I have a strong come to Jesus conversation? These are some of the questions that when I get into those energies, those funky energies of wanting to throw in the towel, wanting to just forget it all, wanting to cut corners, these are the questions that pop into my mind and they support me in my movement forward to my desires in my business. They're great questions that can kind of snap you back into what's most important in your business. You know, here's the thing. Your business is so important. And when you see your role in this business as being crucial, you are going to operate on a different level. Many of us are operating our businesses from home, from a small office where we are basically on our own most of the time. Who's watching? Who's going to know? You're going to know. You're going to know if you're not stepping up. You're going to know if you're not holding yourself accountable. We have got to operate within our own businesses as we would operate if we were being watched, if we were in a large office and we had a boss who was watching us. Many, many people fail because they operate it as if it's a hobby. Your business isn't a hobby. Your business is important, even if it's only a part-time business. So it's time to take your dreams serious and allow your business to shoot for those dreams by you taking all of the business actions seriously. The next position at the CEO table is the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. Now, many people talk about hate doing books. They hate doing the accounting. They don't even like invoicing. Don't even get me started on that. But you, as the owner of the business, you may not need to be at the level of understanding all of the accounting documents. You may not even have to be the person who is balancing the books every month, but you absolutely need to know at bare minimum your monthly expenses and your monthly investments and your monthly revenues. Now, why did I split the expenses and the investments? Because many of us are kicking ourselves in our business saying, you know what, I'm spending too much because the revenue is not higher or the cash flow is not higher than the expenses. Well, I really want to invite you into looking at all of the things that you are paying for each and every month and put them into two columns. Put them into expenses and to investments. For instance, do you need a computer for your business? Is that an expense or is it an investment? That's an investment. Do you have to have extra equipment for your business? For instance, do you need to have a microphone? Do you need to have lighting? Do you need to have certain items to operate your business? Those are an investment in your business. When you begin to see that you are investing in your business, you start to understand that those investments are also in you, and they're also in the success of your business. You start to change the way you look at money when you see it differently than just an expense. Of course, there are expenses to operate a business, but more than not, many of them are investments. So you as the CFO need to look at your expenses, your investments, and your revenue coming in. You need to have your finger on the pulse of that every single month. And you need to be doing an audit of that every single month. Now, one of my very favorite things to do is to sit down with a CEO of their business and invite their CFO to the table, their accountant, their bookkeeper, and the CEO. Because what we begin to do is we lay out all of the details, what they are creating, what they are paying for each month, and what their target is to create every single month. And we do a forecast of this 3 to 6 months into the future. When we are doing that, we are allowing ourselves to dream and to hold ourselves accountable to create. And the very cool thing is that what I discover with many of my clients is that they don't realize how easily they can grow their income when they do this strategic planning with their assets that they are delivering to their clients and their customers. Play with your computer. I say this all the time. Sorry, your calculator. Play with your calculator. Have fun with your calculator. I love to sit there and go, well, what if I did this? And what if I sold this many? What would that do to my bottom line? What would that do for my cash flow? That's a part of making your business pleasurable when you are allowing yourself to dream and to play with the numbers. The numbers are your friend. They're not just the expenses that have to go out every single month. Who else is at our CEO table? The boardroom table is our accountant and our bookkeeper. Now, you may not be doing, as I said already, you may not be the person that are doing those items, but you need to have someone that has that responsibility who can support you. Get someone in your life that is willing to talk to you and educate you about how you have been doing and what to forecast for your future. You're going to maybe be a little surprised initially by the numbers, maybe a little frightened. However, how can you possibly go through the map of your business to get you to the destination where you want to be when numbers are so critical? You need to know your numbers. You need to have a very strong understanding of where you are at. You don't need surprises. You need to be able to be strong and plan where you're going in your future. Again, you don't have to get deep down to the deep numbers and the deep reports, but you do need to have a strong sense of where you're at. The next person at our boardroom table is our R&D officer. Now, many, many people in their businesses love to do R&D. They love to research and develop new things. Oh, I'd love to do that, and I can do this, and I can create this. And we're out here creating and creating and creating, but we sometimes hesitate to understand what's required today and what needs to be held while we sell that product, while we launch that product, while we sell that service, while we communicate about what it is that we do and actually work with our clients. A lot of us love to play in R&D, just like when we were kids, right? We like to build that castle. Well, building is fun, but you don't want to have that energy take up all of the time in the business. Otherwise, you might have to lay off the R&D team if you're not bringing the cash flow in, right? So again, it's the balancing. Now, if you're not great at R&D, get a playmate, someone that can play with you creatively, thinking about different ideas, and bring them in as a colleague, bring them in as an asset to your business. You can hire a consultant that is brilliant in any of these roles that you feel like you're lacking in. They can become a strategic partner. They don't have to be a business partner, but they can be a strategic partner for you as you grow you. The next role, and most of us don't think about this role, is the chief communicating officer. In a world where we are developing online and we are creating all of the time online and we are communicating globally through virtual platforms, we need to learn how to communicate. And this may require you to take additional training and learning so that you can get stronger with communicating. Your energy is so important to be with your communication. We do hire marketing companies, they're great, but you also need to be engaged with your communication because you are the energy of the business. That's an incredibly important role. Another role is your VA. Are you the VA of the company? Would you consider possibly bringing somebody on part-time to support you? If doing VA work is not your deal, if it's not a strength of yours that you can do quickly, you know what? When you bring someone on, even if it's 5 hours a week, you're going to find your ability to create in your business, communicate with clients, is going to be even stronger because you've given yourself some space. 5 hours a week over 52 weeks, that's a lot of time that you've given yourself. And it's like giving yourself a raise. That, again, a VA is an investment. Okay, most CEOs do not know exactly what they're doing day to day with their time, their allocation, and their expenses. So your time is the next thing. You need to be tracking, where am I putting my time? What am I focusing on? When we are talking about doing a strategy plan, one of the questions I ask, and it's sometimes uncomfortable, is where are you at financially? How much did you make last year? So perhaps you made $100,000 last year. And then I ask, what would you like to make next year? If you say you'd like to make $1 million next year, I am going to say, well, of course, anything is possible, but let's be realistic. Are you willing to 10 times everything you did, including put that much time into your business? Let's set a realistic goal so you can feel success and you can start to make steps towards that $1 million. When you're willing to get deep dive into all of the information in your business, that will happen. Do you know what is an investment and what is an expense? Ask yourself that question again. Continue to ask yourself that again and again. Be willing to also grow yourself every day. You are the most important asset that needs to grow. As you grow you, your business is going to grow. You want to leverage your business with your resources, your connection, your community, your podcast, your social connections, and be willing to have colleagues who support you. And I 100% be willing to have a coach who will hold you accountable, who will challenge you, and who will be your cheerleader. Thank you for listening. I hope that this talk has helped you look at your business in a new way and that you have pleasure in your business like you've never had before. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.